All right, Rabosai, good morning, good morning. Let us begin, or I should say, let us continue. We are in Parak Yud Aleph of Mesilas Yesharim. Today is Thursday, the 7th of Kislev, December 1st. We are continuing, Rabosai, in the Midah of Kas. I realized that yesterday I actually stopped the paragraph early because I'm doing it out of my Mesilas Yesharim, not out of the Hachzik one. And the two paragraphs started the same. All right, so we'll pick up where we left off yesterday. V'yish kas on Rachel Gmizes. Remember again, the Ramchal is going through the various levels of kas, discussing them, analyzing each of them, and he says there is another level of kas. V'hu shelo yadavar asher yivayu shelo kirtsono, im katan v'im gadol yivarapo. So this is interesting. In this case, you know, previously we were talking about someone who got angry regarding every single thing, upset regarding every single thing, and once he got angry again, was able to destroy worlds with that anger, so to speak. Now the Ramchal describes that there's a person who really doesn't get angry so easily. In other words, big stuff doesn't make him angry. Little things don't make him angry, so he's slow to anger. Ach bagil lehargish yirgas v'yichas kas gadol v'hu shekaru chachamim zichron levracha kasha lichos v'kasha lirtzos. In this category, this guy is not easy to anger, but when he does get angry, he gets so angry. So again, slow to anger, but once the anger comes about, then at the end of the day, it's very difficult for him to move past it. And this is what Chazal called slow to anger and slow to appease. The Gamzer Ravadai. Now I will say, obviously, this type of kas is also incredibly problematic, or very, very terrible. Ki kvar yicholu lotzeis takol rabo mitachas yodo bizman hakas, va'acharei kein lo yuchal letakin eis asher ifsu. And it was very interesting that Ramchal says, what's the challenge here? The challenge is here, although the good part is, this individual is slow to anger, which absolutely is good, but once he gets angry, the anger itself becomes so profoundly destructive. And the problem is, the damage that he causes during the time of anger can often not be undone even once he calms down. I will say, and this we know in general, is why I think if like you take a step back, and all the things we've spoken about anger, probably the most destructive piece is what the Ramchal just said right now. That you have this moment of anger, person does terrible, unforgivable things, then they calm down, and the inability to undo everything I've done during that episode of anger, that's the collateral damage, that's the fallout, and that's the true tragedy of this negative midah. He goes on. Now, we'll say, he's going down in levels of kas. So we started with the most intense, now we're working our way down in levels of intensity. V'yish kasan pachos mizeh. So there's a lower level of anger. Shelo yichas an lekala. Afilu kishiyagir lekas, yekaso kas katan. V'lo yosim darchi asechal. So this guy, he doesn't anger easily. And the truth is, even when he does get angry, he doesn't really get so intensely angry. Right? A mild temper. Ach odenu yishmar evraso. But this guy, even though he's slow to anger, and even though when he does get angry, his anger is relatively mild, he holds on to animosity. Wow. He holds on to anger. He holds on to it. Now, let's be clear. This obviously is much better than the categories we've discussed up until this point. Now again, obviously I will say this category, although much less than the previous ones, still one is not nucky, right? We've been speaking on, he's saying such a person is not Zohir or Nakir. But remember again, going back to the beginning of the Sefer, the Midah of Zihirus, right? Which is the Midah to be aware, and to recognize that my actions have a ramification. So Ramchal over here is describing someone slow to anger. When he gets angry, it's, again, mild, but holds on to it. And I will say, of course, we know anger, hatred, animosity are corrosive things to hold on to. And when you do, literally again, they eat you up from the inside out. Shem Chasa is certainly better than the previous cases, but Lamaisa is still not naki, still not clean or cleansed from the midah of anger. Incredible. V'yeshul pachas v'zeh. This is even lower level. V'hu shekasha lechos v'kasa lo lahashchis v'lo lekala elakas muat. So we'll say now a lower level. Again, same type of thing. This guy, very slow to anger. And when he does get angry, he doesn't like lapse into a destructive form of anger. Rather, again, it's, we'll call it mild anger. Mild anger. He goes on, v'kamazamo. Furthermore, again, this guy, how long does he remain angry for? Rega v'lo yoser. So we'll say this guy, the good news is, he doesn't really remain angry. Doesn't really remain angry. Rega, and I will say rega means a moment. Okay, what it means is he, unlike the guy in the previous level who holds on to his anger, this guy doesn't hold on to it. Dainu mishar shakas misorabo b'teva achegam atvuna tisor negdo v'humash amru chacham zichron lebracha kasha lichos v'noleretos. Because we'll say this guy has the advantage. Remember, we saw that one of the destructive aspects of anger is that when a person is angry, intellect. Like is shut off. So suddenly I'm making poor decisions, making bad moves. So this guy, because his anger is not so intense, the intellect, right, his das, remains active even during his anger. Furthermore, he doesn't hold on to anything, right? He gets angry for a little bit, mild anger, and then he moves on. This is what Chazal called, kasha lichos v'no lerzos, a guy who's difficult or slow to anger and easily appeased. So he gets angry. Difficult anger, not much stuff makes him angry. When he does get angry, it's mild, but he moves on and lets go quickly. V'hine zechilik tov vaday. So Rav Chal says, look, this is a great level to be at. Ki teva ha'adam is or lekas v'imhu miskabra alav, sha'afilu b'shas ha'kas asmo lo yivar harbe, u'miskabra alav, sha'afilu osa kas ha'kalo ya'amo bo zman gadol, ela ya'avor v'yelech, Vaday shiroi l'shevachu. Because again, Rebbe say that Ram Chal says, the nature of man is to get angry. Which Rebbe say is a fascinating statement. The nature of man is to get angry. Rebbe say, but it makes perfect sense. Anger is a result of gaiva, egocentricity. So all that Ram Chal is saying is, the teva of man is to be egocentric. We both say the teva of man is to be selfish. The teva of man is to think about himself and only of himself. That's the nature. That's the nature. We both say, by the way, how do you know that's the nature? What's the strongest, I don't know what the right word is. Not urge, but the strongest, like,
instinct.
What is it? Self-preservation. Right? So where does that come from? That comes from the knowledge of me. Me, and by the way, that's okay. Like, halacha understands that as well. That's what halacha says, chayach ekoldmin, right? Your life comes before everyone else's life, because for halacha to say you have to put someone else's life before your life goes against the very core of what a human being is. And that's a good, in other words, self-preservation is a good thing. It's a healthy thing. When left unchecked, self-preservation becomes gaiva, becomes arrogance, egocentricity, and egocentricity ultimately, again, yields kas. That's what Ram Chal means when he says that it's natural for a person to get angry. And therefore, Aloch Lamaisa, when a person goes ahead and combats his anger, he's overcoming his tava. He's overcoming his very nature, which is such an incredible thing. So such a person ultimately says that Ram Chal is deserving of bracha. So he goes on and he says, "Va'amru chacham zchoron lebracha tola eretz ablima eino olam miskayim ela b'shvil misha bolim piv b'shas meriva v'hainu shekvarnis orer tiva b'kas v'hu b'skabruso bolim piv." So literally again, Chazal extol the virtue of someone who is about to get angry but holds it back, restrains himself, says Ram Chal, one of the greatest accomplishments. One of the greatest accomplishments in life is to hold your tongue in a moment of anger, because mamish, it's going against your very teva. Amnam. So we'll say, these are all, now I just want to point out, even though the Ram Chal is extolling this last level, right? Remember again, who's this last level of kas? This is the guy who's very slow to anger. When he does get angry, it's mild. The das is there. He doesn't lose his intellect, so he's not doing terrible things. And he's easily appeased. He moves on, doesn't bear grudges, doesn't hold on to the animosity. So this is incredible. I will say, but again, let's be aware. Remember, is this guy nucky from Kas? Is he nucky? No. Because why? He's still getting angry. Shavuot says, so what are we aiming for? Get ready for this. And with this, we're going to end. Amdam. Midas. By the way, tell me you can't do Mesilas Yesharim a whole day. A whole day. Right? Just to mamash sit, as long as the coffee keeps flowing, right? Right? Just sit with Mesilas Yesharim a whole day like it's life. So Chal says, Amdam. Midaso Shehel Azakin, Ola Kolela. Rabbi said, the goal, the aspirational goal, is to get to the level of Hillel. What happened with Hillel? So the Ramchal writes, he says, Shekvar lo haya makpid al shum davar. Hillel never got angry. Never got angry. Not only that, there was never even like an external display of anger with Hillel. Nothing. Nothing. Zeu vaday hanoki min hakas mikol vakol. This is the level. That's the level I'm shooting for. That's the level I'm aiming for. To get to that level at the end of the day where there's absolute nikios, absolute cleanliness. In other words, I will say, so the Ramchal is making reference over here to the story of Hillel, you know, the story of Maseches Shabbos, where again, the guys made a bet about who can go ahead and get Hillel angry, and the guy Mamish comes, he's disturbing Hillel on Erev Shabbos. The Gemara says Hillel's washing his hair. Hillel's washing his hair, right? And again, the guy keeps knocking on the door, asking stupid questions. By the way, I know we say there are no stupid questions. There are stupid questions, right? And again, there are profoundly stupid questions, right? So, and this guy ultimately, again, was asking Hillel, again, it was clear, he was just trying to provoke him. Hillel would not be provoked. Says Ramchal, that's the gold standard. That's the gold standard of Midos. Now I will say, do most of us reach that level? Probably not. But what's beautiful about Ramchal is, I will say, there are levels of lower intensity anger that I absolutely could shoot for. Absolutely things that I could do over here that are, again, Hillel's standard, I don't know. That is definitely a tall order. But some of these other lower standards, I'd like to think that they are absolutely within reach. He goes on, he says, Vafilu is Orosh Hakod. Vafilu dvar mitzvah, his hirun zichron lebracha shalo yichos. Vafilu raval tamido, va'aval bino. And I will say, by the way, when we speak about not getting angry is even righteous anger. Even righteous anger. Righteous anger about mitzvahs. Or righteous anger, a Rebbe on a Talmud. Or righteous anger, a father about his son. So you will say, Vadaish veloshelo yasrem. El yasrem yasrem, ach mibli kas. You will say, it doesn't mean there shouldn't be discipline. It doesn't mean that a parent shouldn't discipline a child, or that a Rebbe shouldn't discipline a Talmud. But it can't be with anger. It can't be with anger. Kim lahadrich osam bederach hayishara, vakas shiara lem yekas haponiv velo kasalev. So we'll say, this is really very interesting. So that Ramchal's pointing out over here is that sometimes there has to be a display of anger, right? But what a person has to master is sometimes how to make a display of anger without what? Without what? Without being angry. And the truth is, Ramchal says, sometimes a parent has to, quote-unquote, be angry at their child. Sometimes my child does something, and it requires a display of anger. But it has to be a display. Klape chutz. It can't be inside. Why? Because we know, the moment that I actually get angry, is the moment often that I just lose control. Is the moment that I say things I shouldn't say, do things I shouldn't do, and the entire chinuch opportunity has evaporated before my eyes. So that Ramchal says, even when you have to put on that display of anger, it's like, I was to just finish up, so we're caught up. I'm sorry, I know we're running a little bit behind. V'amar Shlomo says, Al tival baruch halichos, ki kas b'chei ksilim yanuach. V'omer, ki la'avel yare kash, v'omer, zichron l'vracha, b'shlosh l'dvar ma'adam nikar. Rabbi will end with his last phrase in Erevin, incredible. There are three ways in which you could tell the true personalistic metal of a person. And what are they? Bikoso, bikiso, Picasso. I will say one of the most incredible statements. You could tell a lot about a person, Picasso, with how they drink. I will say it's not a reference to how much liquor you could hold, right? But rather, again, it's a reference to when a little bit of alcohol comes in, what do you like? What do you like? Because I will say we all put up walls. But when you drink a little bit, those walls tend to come down, and that's when the real you comes out. It is fascinating to see the real people that come out after a couple of l'chaims. Sometimes it's something incredibly beautiful, and sometimes also whether we recognize it or not, we're so guarding so many things, and when those walls come down, it's like, oh boy, there's so much work to do. So much work to do. That's koso, kiso, and we'll say is money. How does a person relate to money? Does a person ultimately, again, see their money as their own, and therefore only there to serve their own benefits or enjoyment? Or does a person recognize that whatever amount of wealth they have, they are custodians of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And the goal of that money, of course, to live a nice life is wonderful, but to also go out and make a difference in the world around me. And lastly, kaso. And I will say, in that sense, you could tell a lot about a person. Namely, number one, about what they get angry about. What do I get angry about? That's number one. And I will say, number two, how does that anger manifest itself? What am I like? How do I talk? How do I treat others when I get angry? And number three, how long do I hold on to that anger for? All right, well, so that was it for today. We finished up the section of Kasa. Mirat Hashem. Tomorrow we begin Kina, jealousy. Incredible. Say Shkoyach. Thank you.